Yeah, the fight between Google and the Australian government, it's led to Google saying, if you don't stop with trying to put this law into place that you're putting into place, we are going to withdraw Google from Australia and you won't be able to search things using Google. And Facebook says it will pull its news from its feed for users in that country. And the legislation which the Australian government has proposed is this. The two companies would have to negotiate payments to news media companies for their content. The Australian government says people are getting to news articles, news videos by searching for a particular topic in which they are interested through Google, and Google is therefore benefiting from that, and therefore Google and Facebook should help the news media organizations financially, help them to continue producing the quality of material that people want to search for. And it's one of those situations where at the moment, certainly in public, both sides are going, we are not going to budge. Kate Skinner is the executive director at the South African National Editors Forum. Kate, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Look, our newsrooms are in desperate trouble, in desperate need of better financing so we can deliver better journalism to those people who still consume something approaching formal news. What do you think of this?
Yeah, I think it's an incredibly interesting and important development because it is true that Google and Facebook are basically eating the lunch of news organizations. If you look at advertising revenue online, I mean, the absolute lion's share of it goes to Facebook and Google, and yet they're not producing that content. So the engagement is happening because content is being produced by the news organizations. So my sense is that, you know, we do need to, and it's a global thing, and Australia is very brave to stand up to Google and Facebook, but we do need to negotiate, and come up with regulations around Facebook and Google, in fact, paying for news. Because I think we are going to be in a really, really difficult situation if we don't ensure that more money, more resources comes into news.
Google and Facebook, certainly on the face of it, in the light of what is going on, the head-to-head in Australia, don't seem terribly interested in that negotiation in the context of the Australian legislation. Is there a sense that outside of this particular butting of heads, they are amenable to a kind of discussion about this?
Well, look, I think what they're very worried about is that this would set a precedent. So what would happen is that governments around the world would then start to implement these kinds of regulations, and then they'd be forced into a situation, where they would have to pay for news. So what I think they're trying to do is be as hardcore as possible, so that other governments would kind of back down. But the issue, I think, what they want to do rather, of course, which benefits them, is they'd want to rather have discussions of individual media companies and have confidential deals with individual media companies around paying for content. But that kind of idea of regulation, which would, ensure that, of course, all news content then got a certain amount of money, they're shying away from that. So I think what's going to happen is that there's going to be a situation where Google and Facebook are going to try and push for, specific individual deals, confidential deals with news organizations. That is what they're going to want.
Yeah, because I mean, the threat to withdraw Google and Facebook's news feed from a country, I mean, that's a significant threat. There are other search engines, and the Australians would have no choice but to go to them. But Google is so entrenched in 999,999 out of a million people's minds, it would be a significant shift in the sort of digital landscape of Australia if that were to happen.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that's exactly why Google and Facebook are saying those kinds of things. They're making it as uncomfortable as possible for the Australian government to basically say, all your citizens are now going to be put into an awful situation where they're going to have to find, another search engine which won't be the equivalent. And basically, I think it's really, it's about saying, we don't want this to set a precedent. We don't want other countries to think that they can even begin to move along this route. And that's why I think it's significant, because their response has been so harsh.
harsh enough to, I mean, I don't know whether other jurisdictions have been looking at this, have been talking about the possibility of something along the lines of what the Australian governments are doing. But if they were, they are sitting up and taking notice. And as you suggest, that was probably a large part of Google and Google and Facebook, same thing really, of the harshness of the stance they're taking on this.
Yeah, of Google, particularly in this instance, is but Facebook, as you're saying, because also saying, you know, I'm making sure that no, you know, in terms of news, not providing news. It's interesting because, I mean, as a South African National Editors Forum, we've also been looking at issues around Google and Facebook and how do we ensure that more revenue actually goes into news. And in fact, we at this very moment, involved with a whole lot of research around this, which we hope to share with people soon. So I think, you know, all around the world, people are looking at various ways to ensure that these funds from these huge tech giants are at least some proportion shared with news organizations. And I think it's a big democracy debate because I think ultimately we do need more funding for news and current affairs and news sites. And I think we have got to come up with a way of doing it. And actually, I mean, my personal view would be that I hope that Australia doesn't just back down. I'm hoping that significant negotiations happen and that Google and Facebook do eventually put a lot more funding into the news.
Kate, thanks very much for talking to us. You've brought that seemingly distant debate very much home to us. I appreciate that. Kate Skinner is the Executive Director at the South African National Editors Forum.